you're very welcome on to Ours to Protect with me, John Morley. I'll just give you the little notes to our website. It's ourstoprotect.ie, and you can also find more details about the programme on goibfm.ie/goilife/ourstoprotect. There are a lot of things you can do to get involved in the programme. Our email is ourstoprotect@goibfm.ie. On our website, there's an ecological footprint calculator, which you can use to determine your footprint on the environment, and there's also a quick 1 minute survey that we'd like you to fill out in accordance with our work with the IBI. So stay with us on this journey of discovery and exploration on how to better protect our climate and environment, as this is Ours to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme of Ours to Protect. And the topic for this week is conservation. And it's very timely as well, because there is an event happening in Gort this week. It's called the Community for Heritage event, and it's happening this Saturday. And to discuss conservation and the event in Gort, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Mary Dillon, the Trust Community Programmes and Education Officer with the Burren Bio Trust. Mary, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Mary, you might just talk to us about the event that's happening in Gort this Saturday first.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very special day out. It's for anyone who is interested in getting some ideas or inspiration about what they can do to enhance their local environment, either an individual or somebody who is in a community group or residential group. We aim to have a lovely day. We're going to have wonderful walks in the morning, and followed by a lovely lunch and inspiring talks then in the afternoon. We take a kind of a broad look at natural heritage. So the day will cover some aspects of built heritage and cultural heritage as well, but they're all very much connected.
And the theme of the event, I think conservation is, it's a fair assessment that that's going to be the theme of a lot of the talks on the day.
Absolutely, John, yeah.
Talk to us though about some of the groups that are taking part in it, because I know there is the Burren Conservation Volunteers who are talking about their working together there for the Burren, and there's also the Irish Seed Savers, the Gort Riverwalk Project, which recently won an award, and they also have the Barn Owl Project Ireland. So there definitely is a huge amount of work conservation wise that'll be to the fore at this.
Absolutely. So to start off with, in the morning, we have an option of four different workshops or walks. They're all going to be held outside. And the first one on offer there is by the Burren Conservation Volunteers, the Burren Bio Conservation Volunteers. And they have been working in the Burren for at least the past 10 years, all voluntary. And they do an amazing work. Sometimes it might be clearing back scrub. So for a certain butterfly species, or it might be rebuilding stone walls for farmers, or maybe working on removing some invasive species. The Irish Seed Savers, then, they don't really need an introduction. They, of course, are very well known, and they're going to do a lovely workshop for us, actually, on growing native plants from seeds and cuttings. So very often when we want to kind of, you know, do something for nature, we think we have to go out and buy a packet of wildflower seeds. And this actually can be a mistake. And it's a mistake I've made myself in the past. So this is going to be an invaluable workshop, just showing people how to grow native plants by gathering local seed and by taking cuttings, something that doesn't actually cost money, but is really, really powerful and can really help conservation locally. Another one, sorry.
You know, I was just going to say it feeds in then to the Barn Owl Project, and I suppose these seeds and different things will help sustain different animals that then the barn owls sustain themselves on.
Yeah, absolutely. And just before I talk about the barn owls, just to say that, yeah, the third and fourth workshop walks that are on offer are in Gort kind of itself, one in the Gort Riverwalk Project, which is an amazing project where the community managed to kind of mobilise the wider community and to get everyone involved in taking what was a former kind of landfill site and making it beautiful again, bringing the community in. And it's really amazing what they've done there. It's I encourage anybody to check it out. And the last one then is the community run Kiltartan Gregory and Tor Ballylee Castle. And then in the afternoon, we have short walks, short talks. And you mentioned there the Barn Owl Project. And I love the Barn Owl Project because it's really one of those success stories in conservation. So the numbers of barn owls in Britain and Ireland has really been suffering. The last 20 years have seen huge declines, and it's largely due to people using rodenticide, so a killer rat poison, basically. And the barn owl then eats the rat, and it may not kill it straight away, but if it has a few rats that have poison in them, then this has a cumulative effect. And the average barn owl in Ireland only lives for 4 years now because of that reason. So the Barn Owl Project is lovely in that we really have actually managed to reverse the decline in barn owls in Britain and Ireland through projects like this Barn Owl Project. And it's actually one of those species that humans can help quite easily. So I'd encourage anyone who's interested to get a ticket for the day on Saturday and come along.
It is a hive of environment and nature there down in the Gort area, a great place for it. I know that you've the likes of Cool Park, you're in the Burn Lowlands. You can see the burn in the distance. It's a very apt place to be beholding this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a fantastic. I mean, the Gort, the Burn Lowlands are just such an amazing part of the country. And they contain so much amazing flora and fauna. I absolutely love, of course, Cool Park there on the doorstep of Gort. Tor Ballylee Castle has an amazing natural surroundings. Anyone who's looking for a nice place to go for a picnic in South County Galway should go there. You sit by the river, beautiful mature trees. It's an absolutely fantastic spot, both for history and for nature. And of course, the Gort Riverwalk itself is a lovely walk that you can do if you want to get out in nature in Gort.
Now, this event, tickets are €10. How can people book their place on it?
So if they just go on to burnbio.com, on our homepage there, we have a link where you can book tickets. Tickets are only €10 and include the full day, including a simple lunch and a simple dinner. We are hoping that to get communities from all over the country. Indeed, I know we have because I've seen them, the tickets being booked. So it's really about people kind of coming together and networking and learning from each other. You know, there might be a group in Donegal who've done something amazing that a group in Clare or Galway can learn from, or vice versa. So it's really, you know, that's the best way to learn, is from experts, of course, but also from other communities who have done this. So tickets are only €10. The reason we have a charge on the tickets is because otherwise people tend to book and maybe not show up, and then you're left with food for 80 people and maybe on, you know, so but we do ask, if the ticket cost is a barrier to anybody, to email info@burnbio.com and just let us know, and we can sort you out.
That's brilliant. Well, best of luck with the event on Saturday as well. That's Mary Dillon, the Trust Community Programmes and Education Officer with the Burn Bio Trust. Just looking ahead to next week's programme, we'll have some students and staff from St. Jarlett's College on the programme with us as they won an environmental award very recently. So we're looking forward to hearing from them a little later on next week. But that's it for this edition of Ars to Protect. There's more information and details of all the shows and initiatives available on arstoprotect.ie. You can email anything you'd like to see covered on the show to arsprotect@goibayfm.ie. You can also go online to our website and fill in the ecological footprint calculator, and also take the quick 1 minute survey in association with IBI. But that's it for this week's episode of Ars to Protect. See you next Thursday at 11:30.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.